So if you have your Bible, turn back to Romans 6. We're literally just going to go through what it says together. I think it's apt that we're in Romans, considering that it was the night when we were at Fight Club, that we were going through the book of Romans together, when it finally clicked for Lloyd that God had saved him. So before we come to chapter 6, we've just got to go really quickly through the first 5 chapters, and you can summarise the first few chapters. you're like, here we go again, here we go again. You can basically summarise the first 3 chapters in this one phrase that you can find in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Paul just goes through in chapters 1, 2, and 3, basically outlining how without God, we are lost, man. We are lost without him. We've all sinned. This word that the Bible uses, sin, it's just falling short of God's standard, doing wrong things, the things that we all know that we've done. And that's the summary of the first few chapters. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But then suddenly, Paul switches and he brings in this concept, right? Called grace. Now, grace is undeserved kindness. Undeserved kindness. See, we don't deserve anything from God, really, except his righteous, his holy judgment. But in his love and his mercy and his care, he gives us, in Jesus, this thing called grace. This undeserved kindness. And he goes on to say this, that God has showed his love toward us in this, that even when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There's no greater love that anyone has than to lay down his life for his friends. Lloyd gets that because he's a soldier. He's an ex-soldier. I get that. The greatest love that anyone could show, right, mate, is that you lay down your life for your friends. You've had people do that for you. Jesus did that for us. He literally laid down his life for his friends. And Paul says, look, the situation is bleak without God, but God has done something for you amazing in sending his son Jesus to die for you. And then Paul says in chapter 5 that the way to receive this forgiveness, this freedom, this future, all this awesome stuff in Jesus, the way to receive all that stuff isn't by trying harder, isn't by trying to be a better person. It's simply this, faith. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it's this, just believing that what Jesus did on the cross for you was enough. That when he died on the cross, it was for you, it was for your sin. When he was buried, he took his sin to the tomb with him. And then check this out. When he was raised from the dead, you could be raised and have a new life. Like a completely fresh start, a completely clean slate. And so when we got to the part in Romans where it says this, that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? Lloyd just looked at that and he's like, I've called on the name of the Lord. I am saved. That's faith. That's just believing like what God has already said. And I want to tell you today, right, if you're not a Christian, if you are, these things should encourage your heart. But if you're not, you don't need to try and be a better person. You don't need to start doing this or that. You just need to believe what God has said, that Jesus died for your sins, that he was buried and that he was risen again from the dead. And if you trust in that fact, everything that happened to Jesus can be true for you. And this is where we come onto baptism, right? Because all baptism is a picture, a beautiful picture of something that's already happened to Lloyd Boy. Something that's already happened to Lloyd. This is just going to be a picture of that. What it isn't is this. It won't make Lloyd a Christian. Being baptized won't make anyone a Christian. Listen, God does that. God makes people Christians. Jesus makes someone a Christian. So this isn't going to make Lloyd a Christian. He's a Christian already by trusting in Jesus. The other thing it's not going to do is it's not going to make Lloyd clean on the inside. Like, no disrespect to Pontypool Leisure Centre, but they need to put chlorine in the water for a reason, right? It's not that clean, okay? It's not going to make anyone clean on the outside, let alone the inside. And we need to be clean on the inside, the Bible teaches. The person who's made Lloyd clean is Jesus. The person who's made Lloyd clean is Jesus. He's washed him in his blood. Sack Pontypool Leisure Centre water, Jesus has washed Lloyd clean in his blood. And that's the most powerful cleansing thing that this world has ever seen, this universe has ever seen. So it's not going to do that either. It's not going to make him clean. But this is what it will do. It will show everyone watching what has happened to Lloyd. And this is what's happened to Lloyd. And basically, it's what's happened to anyone who has trusted in Jesus. When Jesus hung on the cross and died, listen like carefully to this, because this is like a spiritual truth. The old Lloyd died with Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, the old Lloyd died with Jesus. When Jesus was buried in the tomb, the old Lloyd was buried with him. But when Jesus was raised again 3 days later, the new Lloyd was raised in newness of life. And now Lloyd, and anyone here who has trusted in Jesus, is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And that is what we're celebrating today. Something that has happened to Lloyd. Something that Jesus has done for him. So as you look on this baptism, as you look at Lloyd standing in the water, going down, just picture, that's the old Lloyd dying. As he's under the water, that's the old Lloyd being buried. And when we bring him up out of the water, that's symbolizing the new Lloyd. And now Lloyd, and he said in his testimony, he can choose the right path now. He's not under the old master anymore. He's under a new master. Me and Lloyd call King Jesus our general. He's the highest ranking officer in the universe. King Jesus. King Jesus. And now Lloyd lives for King Jesus. He lives for General Jesus. And he can follow him. He can choose to do the right thing because he has a new master, General Jesus. I want to say, if there's anyone here, and I'm finishing now, you might be surprised at that, but I'm finishing now. If there's anybody here who thinks, I need a fresh start, I do need that, I know I've fallen short, and I need that forgiveness, and I need a fresh start, I want to tell you, right, you can have that this moment by believing in Jesus. You don't have to do it later. You don't have to work anything up to do it. You can do it now. You can do it right now by just believing that Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and then he rose again. And I'm going to chuck this in. We've got some, no, we haven't, but we can sort out some extra clothes, right? If you want to be baptized tonight, then you can do that. You can do that tonight. Even if you're a Christian, right, and you've never been baptized and you're like, I need to be baptized, you can do that tonight. Just come and see me or die, and we'll be happy to do that with Lloyd. But Lloyd, I just want to say, mate, it's been a privilege to get to know you over these last few months. But the greatest thing, mate, is seeing that God is at work in your life and what he's doing in your life. So this is a celebration, yeah? Let's go and carry on the party. Amen.